Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. A pleasure to come to you countywide today through Yaquinabay Communications every Thursday at 9 a.m. And on the program today, we have David Youngentop. David, are you with us?
Hey, Casey. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, David. Good to hear from you. And thanks for hanging in there and waiting to get started today. David, before we get started into the coffee meetup and some of the activities that you have coming up, could you just explain to us what is RAIN, Regional Accelerator Innovation Network? How do you define it?
Well, first of all, it's the company I work for. Oregon RAIN is a consorted effort of government, education, and the business community to support and advance the entrepreneurial ecosystem at its earliest stage. So we're talking about making as many new companies as possible to have the ability to get going, and that making more of them able to survive, thrive, grow, create jobs, and acquire customers outside of the immediate region here in Oregon.
So, and you are called a venture catalyst, and what exactly do you do?
Sure. So venture catalyst, I think, you know, and it's funny because my actual grad degree training was in science. I went to the University of Oregon and studied molecular biology. Mm-hmm. And in science, a catalyst is something that participates in a reaction, but makes it happen faster than it would be able to happen on its own. So it's a catalyst participates in a reaction that will happen anyways, but helps make it happen faster and lowers some of the barriers to the reaction occurring. And that's really actually how I think about my job. You know, it's to not make the companies start from scratch on my own and not go out and find their customers for them, but connect them to people, training programs, prepare to go seek capital, and other partnerships and other resources that are available to entrepreneurs to help them have a easier, lower barrier path to market. So some of the things we do are, you know, meet with entrepreneurs, profile them, prospect with them, understand what's going on, and, you know, think about who in the entrepreneurial network, both in the four-county region where Oregon RAIN operates, Lynn, Lane, Lincoln, and Benton County, but throughout the state and possibly even beyond. We offer training programs annually, semi-annually in some of our markets like Eugene and Corvallis, but we're starting to expand our services in rural Willamette Valley. We have formal training boot camps for entrepreneurs. And we actually are doing something really exciting. We've received a grant to launch an investment fund, so entrepreneurs can come talk to us in the near future about pitching us for investment capital through Willamette Valley Capital.
Excellent. You know, my understanding too is that you also teach classes at the University of Oregon. What typically is the type of coursework you teach students?
I personally teach at the University of Oregon, not on behalf of RAIN. I'm employed directly, but I do teach marketing in the business school. It's a class for business minors, so if there's anybody who's listening who goes to the University of Oregon and you're a business minor, I encourage you to check out my class. It's called Marketing Value for Customers. But to be honest, a lot of the ideology and the practices and the techniques that I teach in my class are overlap with many of the things that I teach entrepreneurs in RAIN or, you know, mentor them on. So there's reinforcing concepts and reinforcing material for sure.
You know, before we went on the program, I did a little internet searching, and you know, I kind of put in the term venture capitalist, and that got me a lot of search results. And then I put in venture, and by definition, a business enterprise involving considerable risk was one of the definitions. And I wanted to ask you, you know, what defines the venture or the undertaking of venture capitalism kind of in its modern conception, you know, as compared to in the past when we think about business investment? Can you maybe define some of those characteristics that make venture capitalism sort of being a venture catalyst a modern term?
Yeah, absolutely. So just gathering my thoughts for one moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think entrepreneurship falls into two categories, growth businesses and family businesses. And typically, growth businesses are traded sector.
Mm-hmm.
They require a lot of investment capital outside of the founders, and they're targeting markets that are not hyper-local, typically. So, and then a family business typically grows organically, typically doesn't take on a lot of outside investment in the form of equity, meaning giving away ownership of the company. Typically, a family business is driven by founder's sweat, founder's capital, and maybe some loans from the bank, so they maintain ownership of the business.
I see.
And typically, a family business is, you know, focusing on a market that's within its immediate vicinity. And I think the difference is a family business is one that can grow in value linearly over time, provide a really nice, comfortable lifestyle for the owners, something they're really passionate about, and something that's really, really good for the community. I mean, some businesses are the most valuable to a community, and they have to be a family business, like a doctor, lawyer, you know, things like that. Growth businesses tend to increase in value much faster, and they have a different kind of model of operating. They risk a lot of capital up front. And by upfront, I don't mean necessarily day one, but in the first like couple of years, the first year, typically a growth business can do a lot to validate whether there's an opportunity there, just on the founder's sweat equity alone. And by sweat equity, I mean doing every single thing you can with your time to prove that there's a market for whatever product or value you're offering. And any investor is going to be attracted to a growth business because they're going to see an opportunity to put capital to use to accelerate the path of a company going to market and acquiring customers and ultimately becoming attractive for another company that's bigger, badder, like maybe a Coca-Cola, maybe a Microsoft, maybe a, you know, an Uber, something like that, a big company that's interested in buying them because they either have some technology that's useful to them, you know, they're capturing a market that that big company is interested in, or they have a brand that's starting to, you know, gain a lot of favor in the marketplace, and it kind of solves a problem for that big company that still wants to maintain market dominance. And that's where the investors get their money back.
Excellent.
So I know that was a long answer, but I hope that was helpful.
No, I really appreciate that because I feel sometimes when we try and, you know, explain the opportunities we have through RAIN, through or compared to other things we're more maybe common with like small business development centers, things of that nature offered by OCCC here locally, for example, you know, trying to understand, you know, how RAIN has a unique niche and, you know, appreciate you kind of putting that into context. That's really useful.
Absolutely. I mean, we partnered tightly with SBDC. I'm great friends with Dave Price. Still in 2017, we hosted our RAIN's 12-week pre-accelerator, a, you know, kind of lecture and guest speaker-driven experience to help entrepreneurs at the earliest stage develop a vision for a business model. We hosted that at OCCC in partnership with the SBDC. And they teach more hard skills along business management, finance, operation, you know, basic marketing management. We teach more on the strategy level and the vision level, and thinking about what type of business should this become, rather than how do we execute on a more classic business model. We kind of have a little bit, and I think the point being, growth businesses have so much more unknown early on around how the business will function, and are searching to just absolutely completely validate that there's an opportunity in the marketplace to solve a problem for a large market. And then once that is solved or proven, everything else starts to become critical to understand, like what type of business model should we employ so that we can grow really fast? You know, what type of pathway should we go down so that we can increase the value of this company really rapidly?
Yeah. Excellent, David. David, let's take a break. You stay on the line, and we'll be back in just a moment with David Jungentaub with RAIN, Regional Accelerator Innovation Network. He is a venture catalyst, and we'll be back just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. David, we should jump into the event you have happening, I believe, next week on Wednesday, and that's a coffee meetup. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking about this. So we have our last event of 2017. It's really an informal networking event for anybody. I can't overrate this. Anybody who's interested in entrepreneurship, the entrepreneurship community in Lincoln County, we're meeting at the Coffee House on December 13th at 8 a.m. and it's totally informal. It's just a meetup coffee networking event. So folks will be there to meet each other. You can meet me, talk to me, tell me about you're working on, tell me about ideas you have, tell me about things maybe you'd like to work on in the future. But really the goal is for people who are working on something that is in the entrepreneurship realm in Lincoln County and Newport and those surrounding towns and areas, to be able to just kind of find each other, learn who else is starting up companies in my own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
What problems do they have? What opportunities are there for me? And you'll have an opportunity to also communicate maybe things that you need help with. What problems that, you know, you're working on that you need help and you need assistance solving.
Yeah, David, you know, I think what's exciting about this is that the opportunities are really wide, and encouraging people to, you know, let their creative juices flow and really meet others who are having the same challenges. And you know, did you discover as well that people find that they can assist each other on whatever their vision is? And how does that kind of come out?
So I think, you know, I'm just trying to gather a clear thought for this.
Yeah, because, it's exciting is that really sky's the limit here. I mean, we're not as limited to geographical boundaries maybe in the past like we might have been, you know, especially with digital technologies. But that doesn't mean that your product has to be limited to a digital technology.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the tech tools really allow people to have efficient and low barrier pathways to reach customers all over the country or the world, conceivably. And really, I think participating in RAIN, one of the things that all of the entrepreneurs that we come to contact with get immediate value and benefit out of is just this feeling of relief, like, oh my God, I don't have to do this alone. Like,
yeah.
We have a kind of expression that I hate to use it too often because I think people perceive it as a pejorative, but it's totally not. It's called the garage entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And this is someone who's so driven by, you know, passion and interest in solving some problem for some big market that they're willing to start a company in their garage on their own hard-earned savings and or just their time and their resources and their knowledge, but they're afraid. Maybe they don't know if they're good enough. They don't know if what they're doing matters. And so they're kind of working on their garage in isolation, and maybe, who knows, maybe doing something like that possibly actually could change the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's possible, right? Our goal is to get them out of the garage. Like, you need to get in a room where maybe, you know, another entrepreneur just like you has a skill set that you need, right? Like, actually, just down in Florence last night, sat down with an entrepreneur who wants to bring pure organic caffeine pills to market.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he's frustrated, he's having trouble making progress, but he's hitting some of his goals. And we talked about, like, here are the five basic things that make up a business, like marketing, finance, operations, management, and then product development. Like, there's much more to it than that, but if you were to distill it to five basic things.
Yeah.
Like, which things do you feel like you're good at? And he, like, checked two out of those five. Like, which thing would you like to become good at? And he would only even admit to, like, half of one. You know, sort of like, okay, well, we need to start thinking about building your team and finding someone that can help you with this. And I think that's something that is difficult to do if you're operating or trying to launch a business from your garage. So that's my view on what people can get out of just coming to events like this.
Yeah, and I was thinking too that, you know, sometimes, say, somebody that's in a traditional family business model, but, you know, they've been doing something like this for a certain amount of time, and they've, you know, realized innovations or ways they might improve on things and maybe grow out of that traditional model. You know, even those individuals, I think it really might strike their or stoke their vision or see things that have possibilities that they can work with others or, you know, keep the engine sort of running.
Absolutely. Yeah, so spin-out businesses are perfect too. And down in Florence, we have a company, Nature Savvy. Nature Savvy is a healing salve. It's completely petroleum free, and it works really effectively on people healing and people who are healing from amputations and scars.
Hmm.
And if you're interested in learning about them, you can check out naturesavvy.earth. But it's a company that was spun out of a health clinic, a naturopathic health clinic and acupuncture center, which obviously patients have to physically come into a place like that. But they came across this market problem, and they actually participated in our pre-accelerator last spring and had their product launched this summer. So, yeah, exactly. That's another great point. If you are a family business owner and you want to start a growth business spin out and learn about how you can take product to national markets, definitely come talk to us. And I think I should probably reiterate the coffee meetup next week, Wednesday, December 13th, the Coffee House in Newport, 8 a.m. Love to see anybody there who's been listening, is interested in anything that we're doing.
Okay, cool. We're back with David Youngentob of Rain, and they have a coffee meetup happening, and that's next Wednesday at 8 a.m. at the Coffee House down on the Bayfront. And David, we got a short amount of time left, but if people want to learn more about Rain, and I think I wanted you to mention, too, your case study on rural entrepreneurship, what would we learn maybe by looking at that case study?
Sure. Actually, let me talk quickly about the case study, and then I want to mention an entrepreneurship panel we're doing in January with the Lincoln City Chamber, if that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
If folks just go to OregonRain.org, you can find out all kinds of great things about Rain, about me, our case study, which focuses on our work running our pre-accelerator and working with 11 companies in Lincoln County over the last year. And I think reading that gives people a better, and if you could just go to OregonRain.org and click on blog, it's right there at the top, case study on rural entrepreneurship. It's difficult in, 20-minute radio interview kind of really put flesh to bone and give people a moving shirt in their head of what we do. So I think reading that will help. If people can't make our coffee meetup, which is free, by the way, I hope I didn't forget that part. There's no admission. Next Wednesday, December 13th, 8 a.m. at the Coffee House. If you can make that, if you can't make that, love to see you. But also, on January 12th, we are partnering with the Lincoln City Chamber of Commerce to produce a chamber luncheon. Mm-hmm. And I believe you don't have to be a member to join that lunch. It costs you the same as just going to lunch anywhere. It's like, I think it's around $14, plus or minus. But I'm bringing in Brad Adig from Hatch Innovation in Portland, Mark Lieberman from the Advantage Accelerator at OSU, bringing in an entrepreneur named Riley Hoagland, really awesome guy I've been working with in Lincoln City. I am also bringing in, who else? There's one more person I'm forgetting. Bringing in an angel investor from the Willamette Valley Capital Fund. And we're going to be talking about how partnerships are so critical to entrepreneurs and building entrepreneurial ecosystems, and how many of the stakeholders that surround entrepreneurs and cushion them and nurture them and make services and resources and grants available for them were basically in cahoots in a way that benefits you. Take advantage of all of these resources. Take advantage of all the help that's available to entrepreneurs, not only through the state, but in these rural areas that all of Lincoln County is made up of, right? There's no town in Lincoln County that is, in the eyes of the state, not rural, which is a population of over 30,000. The entire county is rural. And Governor Kate Brown sees rural entrepreneurship as essential to growth for our city and for our state and our state's economy. So there's support out there, and we're part of it.
Well, I love it, David. And, I appreciate what you're doing. And I just encourage those that are, listening to us, we've got 30 seconds left, that, seize your vision. Don't let anything hold you back, and Rain can definitely help you learn more about how to do that. And with 15 seconds left, David, where can we find you online?
I can be reached, david@OregonRain.org. You can just check us out directly on the web at OregonRain.org. Or Facebook. Yeah, definitely follow us on Facebook. Just type in Oregon Rain on Facebook, search that. Should be the first thing that pops up.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Casey. Appreciate you having me on the show.